Rev Tim Podcast, Thursday, March 10th, 2005.
The Rev Tim Podcast, fresh from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Incoming subspace signal.
Rev Tim Podcast.
She don't move much, but she makes one heck of a scarecrow.
Ah! Hey!
Podcast.
Beautiful! What a beautiful day it is in the San Francisco Bay Area. Greetings and welcome to the whole world. You've reached the Rev Tim Podcast. It's Thursday, March 10th, 2005. And this podcast is all about bringing hope to people just like you all around the world. Now, I'm a pastor in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I count myself as a friend to a lot of people, and I get to speak hope into their lives very often. Now, you can find the show notes at podcast.revtim.com. Point your browser over there, podcast.revtim.com, or you can leave us a comment at feedback@revtim.com. Send us an email. You can do an audio email or just any kind of an email to give us suggestions for topics that you'd like talked about on the Rev Tim Podcast, or just comments about how you like the show or what you don't like about the show, so that we can constantly refine and improve what's happening. Now, all the scripture verses and music references are at our show notes page at podcast.revtim.com. The last way that you can reach us is you can leave us a voicemail on their comment line, and that's at 815-301-8600. It's not toll-free, but work out your cell minutes, and we'd like to get a comment from you live, and we may just put it on the air if it is a cool one and you work it out for us. Well, today I want to talk about something that's, you know, probably reaches into every single person's life. Day to day, you know, you go along and you see things like, you're driving along and you see the city workers along the side of the road. One guy's digging the ditch or the hole, and five guys are standing around. And, you know, we all see that and we use that as an example and we talk about that. Well, we also have that happening in our own workplaces, where one person really works hard and does a lot on the job, but other people are just kind of getting by, and they get the same pay or something, but they've got it figured out how to kind of skate under the radar and how to somehow get through their life by doing as little as possible. But maybe they're also dishonest about what they do. And so this morning, as I'm recording this, I want to talk about integrity, and I want to talk about honesty, and how all of that together, if you have integrity plus honesty, is going to equal honor in the workplace. All of us want to raise faster than we get them. All of us want promotions. All of us want to be challenged with a new and exciting thing in our life. And I can tell you truthfully that in my life I've experienced this, that when I've had integrity in the workforce or in my job, or when I've had honesty, and when those things are there, I've found myself to be promoted above other people and to be honored in a way that it's just a great and encouraging way to me. Now, check this out. There was a poll that was asked by the Burkett Marketing Research, and it asked executives in 100 of the nation's 1,000 largest companies. And at the top of the list of things that irritated the bosses the most was dishonesty. Mark Silbert, whose temporary employee firm commissioned the study, says, if a company believes that an employee lacks integrity, all positive qualities, ranging from skill and experience to productivity and intelligence, become meaningless. So if someone has a lack of integrity, it doesn't matter what the good qualities are. All of a sudden, they become meaningless. And so six other factors were discovered, making a total of what they call, you know, the seven deadly sins that can cause you to lose your job. And they're listed below. I'm going to talk about them here. First of all, it's integrity, lack of integrity. The second one is irresponsibility, when you're just goofing off or doing personal business on company time. You know, you may surf the internet, you may make phone calls, you may just talk at the, the coffee station or whatever, and you may just hang out at someone's cubicle or office, or you might just, pull off the side of the road and try to catch a quick nap, things like that. Irresponsibility is something that really irritates bosses. The third thing is arrogance, ego problems, and excessive aggressiveness. You know, bosses don't like those who spend more time talking about their achievements than getting the job done. Just get out there and get the job done, and you'll go farther in your employment. The fourth thing is absenteeism and lateness. I know a guy that every single day he shows up 15 minutes late to work, and his boss really doesn't know about it or doesn't care or something. But all the other employees get there, but he kind of skates in a little bit late and, goes and gets a coffee and then sits down and kind of starts his day late. And that really bugs bosses. The fifth thing is that irritates bosses, and when it comes to dishonesty, is not following company policy. If you fail to follow the rules, then management will feel that you can't be trusted. So if you're not following company policy and you're breaking the rules, then it irritates bosses. The sixth thing is whining and complaining. I knew a guy who was an executive at a company, and he said he spends more of his time just basically being a father to the kids that are having these little squabbles between each other. So whining and complaining and just suck it up and do your job. Of course there are times where you have to talk about difficulties in your job, but I'm telling you, the people that just go ahead and they do their job and they don't whine and they don't complain, they get farther in the workplace. And the number seven is just laziness or lack of commitment and dedication. If you don't care about the firm, then they're not going to care about you. And laziness and lack of commitment and dedication is one huge thing that bosses really regret when it comes to their employees. So these are important things that, bosses that irritate them and will stop you from going farther in your life in your workplace. Well, I want to play for you a song, and it's called Scared, the Difference Between, and it's by a group called Beta Blocka.
For show notes, go to podcast.revtim.com. Here's the song of the day. Song of the day.
One word, contradiction. It's absurd to think you know the difference between your wars and your religion. A decision left to you, to me. You take apart the things you know they told you when you're young. You never made your mind alone. The rest is up to you. Please tell me now you know the difference between these wars and your religion. A decision left to you, not me, it's not me. You take apart the things you know they told you when you're young.
you're far from home and you're on your own, would you stand on guard? Stand on guard.
We're talking about dishonesty and how to get ahead in the workplace by identifying the things that irritate bosses. Let me go down the list real fast. Number one is that you lack integrity. Number two, someone that is irresponsible. Number three, someone that is arrogant. Number four is absenteeism and lateness. Number five, not following company policy. Number six, whining and complaining. And number seven is laziness or lack of commitment and dedication. Now, these things are all things that will stop you from getting ahead, you know, as far as being promoted or being honored. Remember the formula that I talked about earlier. Integrity plus honesty equals honor. Let me give you a couple of scriptures in Proverbs. Both of them are in Proverbs. The first one is Proverbs 20:23. And it says, the Lord despises double standards. He is not pleased by dishonest scales. And then in Proverbs 19, verse 1, it says, it is better to be poor and honest than to be a fool and dishonest. And so those are things that you can live by and actually find yourself being promoted in life. I hope this helps you out as far as your workplace experience. And hopefully that you will look at these things, look at the way that you're living your life and the way that you could possibly get ahead by bringing integrity and honesty into your life. You can actually help us out a lot by going to Podcast Alley and voting for Rev Tim Podcast. Lots of podcasters are asking you to do that, to vote for your favorite podcast. And the reason is we want to all stay in the top 50, especially the ones that are listened to a lot. And we don't want to fall out of that because we fall out of visibility and we could lose new subscribers. We just want to get the word out more. And we really need every single person that listens to these podcasts to help us out by going to Podcast Alley and casting a vote. Vote for the Rev Tim Podcast. Also, you could actually check out Godcast.org. Godcast.org has many, many programs that are uplifting, inspiring, give you a thought for the day, give you maybe a scripture verse, maybe do some teaching as far as if you want to explore what it is about your faith that you could learn more. And one program I'd like to recommend to you is a program called LifeSpring. And LifeSpring is by a guy called Steve Webb. And I tell you, it's an encouraging podcast that you could listen to. So check out LifeSpring. You can find out about all of the Godcast.org programs by going there. And also, I'm sure that they would appreciate your votes, too, at Podcast Alley. Remember, once again, as we wrap it up, go to show notes at podcast.revtim.com or email us at feedback@revtim.com. And I would appreciate any kind of feedback at all. And if you're really brave, check out our church website at restoringhope.com. Until next time, this is the Rev Tim. Your service to the King begins now.